From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a rash of attacks in Egypt, with some being claimed by ISIS. An Egyptian affiliate of the extremist Islamic State group says it carried out an armed attack Saturday that killed two members of security forces on their way to work on the outskirts of Cairo. The gunman targeted a car carrying a police officer and a soldier in Egypt's Giza province. In a separate attack earlier, white knife-wielding militants stabbed three tourists dining at a hotel in a Red Sea resort. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
International news media said Islamic State supporters posted notices on social media claiming responsibility for the shooting incident on Saturday. Those claims could not be independently verified, but the notes seen online resembled previous messages from Islamic State affiliates in Egypt. There was no claim of responsibility for the earlier stabbing attack in the resort town of Hurghada. Three European tourists were wounded, but have since been reported in stable condition. Security sources said the attackers had arrived in Hurghada by sea, but no other information about them was released. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A police officer in the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia is expected to survive after being ambushed in a hail of gunfire by a man claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group. A surveillance camera captured the attack Thursday night. Shot multiple times, the wounded police officer, 33-year-old Jesse Hartnett, was able to make it out of his patrol car, firing a shot that did strike the suspect. Not clear if he is connected with IS. This is VOA News.